come up with a set of minutes if it's recorded.
Yeah, so here is the recording, Robert, your suggestion. And it's audio, which I think is probably just as good as trying to do video and everything. That's a lot more work. So the recorder is on. I'm sorry I didn't get your earlier suggestion. Would you like to, can you get his suggestion on here again?
Well, his suggestion, the suggestion was made that I prefer not to call it a board. I prefer to call it, at this point, call it a committee.
Okay.
That we have no problem having pastors on the committee, mm-hmm. mainly because we do, a point was made that opens up a whole new range of contacts in the community.
Sure.
And there's no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can, the suggestion was that we also have pastors on the board. That one we can address a little bit farther down the line as the committee comes on board.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with it personally.
Yeah, I didn't.
I see a hand over here from Greg.
I would like us to make it a policy that we will open our meetings with prayer.
Yes. Of course.
Seconded.
Yep.
All in favor say
aye.
Aye.
Okay.
I was going to have you say amen, but.
So the
eyes have
good,
it.
Good.
Or amen would be appropriate.
I think
response.
It's unanimous. Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
All right.
So we're going to record the meeting, and then hopefully we can, if nothing else, at least condense it into a written.
I'll try to. I'll get it out. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get it out.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is what name to call us. Now, name that's been the working name has been Cover with Love, and as an overall organization that might be good, although various projects we undertake might want to expand that a little bit, such as mm-hmm. Cover Emergencies with Love, Cover Homeless with Love, mm-hmm. things like that,
mm-hmm.
That we have that. So I'll open that for discussion.
Okay.
Prior, I'm going to deviate a little bit from Robert's rules.
Okay.
And that we open for, at this point, we open for discussion before we actually have a motion.
Good.
Normally, Robert's rules said we have to have a motion.
Right, sure. It could be modified.
Yeah.
No problem.
And so I'd like to open it for discussion if anybody has any other suggestions.
I have something to observe and I want to suggest something. I actually printed out something that I'd like you guys to look at. Cover with Love actually has Cover with Love actually has a vision. In other words, the real theme and topic that I've been pushing for the last 15 years isn't quite as big as what we're encompassing. Okay, so I don't mind using that name. It's a great name. And it actually is scriptural based. So we don't have to deviate from that. But let me tell you something. That was not the original vision for Cover with Love. See, that's why I printed that out for you guys to look at. The original vision, and I'll leave it with this, is churches coming together inside a building with worship, food, clothing, and health. In other words, my heart is to bring churches together. Okay, that's really the main thing I do. So this is kind of like segued or gone into all many directions. Rehab, rescue missions. It's gone into all of these different directions. But the original theme of Cover with Love is an event for the churches to come together. So Cover with Love is kind of like starting to encompass every kind of possible rescue or ministry outreach. I don't mind you using the name, but I just want to let you know that that's not where I was going with Cover with Love. It's kind of our enthusiasm keeps pushing it in all directions. We're going to have a ranch now. We're going to have every kind of possible thing that we're doing in Fort Bragg,
Okay. Werner or
Okay.
Greg, Rob, yeah, Rob, go ahead. I see your hand.
Yeah. That's wonderful what you're talking about originally, like covered with love, but I think that's kind of a more realistic first approach is maybe, I like that notion, like, would you say worship, gathering of churches, but also having food, having outreach. I'm thinking about the ecumenical services that you did. I remember I came to the one at Christmas. I believe normally they had one at Easter as well, but last year I think in COVID or whatever got messed up. But those are beautiful gatherings, and to, I think on a first, very first level, that may be more realistic of having churches coming together, having some kind of worship, but also if there's some way of having some kind of outreach to the people on the streets or the homeless, or somehow to draw them into that, with food or help. I mean, help. Another thing is maybe just having a day where we have, like, for the homeless in a church, like things that are access, if there's lawyers, if they could get legal counsel, if they could get some health counsel, could get some
psychological
farm, just have a thing where they come in and they can have access to different resources on a day and provide them with a nice meal as well, perhaps. But those seems to be kind of realistic on the first level of getting something done, which is concrete, but yet not a commitment like having a new facility or things like that. It's just a thought that comes to mind.
I think what Rent articulated would be considered the broader vision, the big vision of everything that we, of the possibilities that are there for us to do. However, in the realm of, that's a strategic vision. But to get there, you have to have a tactical plan. And a tactical plan is a series of steps that you work toward that vision. And one of the things that we have to do when we finally formalize as an exploratory committee, one, is to find out what resources are already available. Who's already doing what? And how is it working? Like I say, I have a vision of a big jigsaw puzzle. And what we're, our exploratory committee is a blank piece of that puzzle. We've got all of these different elements that come together, whether it's Project Sanctuary for the battered women, or a hospitality house for the homeless. You have certain activities, I'm sure, that the Child Protective Services would be involved. What we need to do is define what is already here before we move forward with the idea of filling in some of those gaps. Yes, it should be religious-oriented. I mean, have a religious foundation, by non-denominational religious foundation. But we have to, that's one of the functions that would come together as a result of the findings of an exploratory committee. Actually, they could sketch out the steps that might be, that might be forwarded to. If we come up, if the exploratory committee says, yes, there is a need, which there probably obviously is, but they could also articulate what a ground plan might be. And so I think Rob and agreed that you've started to get into some of the tactics on it, what the format should be and stuff like this. Beyond that, to have at least a name such as Cover with Love, which has a biblical scripture, a scriptural basis, and can be articulated to these various organizations as we move forward, is not a, is a good idea. It might be some other one.
Yeah.
But at least it's a start.
I'd like you to. Oh.
Go ahead, Rob.
Rince, you mentioned it was four of those five things or whatever, worship. Could you just reiterate, Covered with Blood was worship, the five
Yeah, you have that thing I just gave you, the piece of paper? I'm going to pass around a piece of paper, Rob, that I'll definitely email to you, but there's four different, if we did it outside, it would be four different tents, okay? In other words, let's say that we wanted to do it before we got permission to meet inside. It's four different tents. It's a worship tent, which is worship by all of the churches in the area, maybe two songs. It's also a It's also a food, a combination of box meals by the people who make really good food. So it's an ability to actually do not a potluck, but box lunches for people. So it's a tremendous way to have a tent for all of the creative food things that people do. Then it's also, the third thing was a clothing, patching, and altering booth. See, these are all tents. And this tent would actually be so that if people had, say like, let's say disparaged people, our guests, our street guests, had needs for actually needing clothes or blankets or fixing of clothes, patching, maybe putting some quick patches on their jeans and stuff. Then the fourth one is health and possible, you know, it could cover a lot of things, but it would be, you know, maybe checking them if they have any health needs. Do they need any kind of Band-Aids or help with medicines? Maybe they have sores, maybe they have some sort of condition that they can get met. So there's four different tents, there's four different pop-ups, there's four different segments, and our church here would be great because it's nice and big, and we have a huge parking lot, we have a huge lawn. Everything here is built for Cover with Love. But that's what Cover of Love really is. It's simply about having four tents of ministry for all the churches. So did that make any sense?
These are poor copies. Give us the names of these four tents.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering, it's like if we had cover with Love, but then like as a subtitle, like worship, nourishment, health, and something else, like which is clothing. I mean, it just as a subtitle, as kind of what does it mean to be Cover with Love? But it would be four principles: that worship, nourishment, health, and resources
covering,
or something.
Covering, yeah, okay.
It's kind of a subtitle. That's just what I'm wondering if it would be interesting to have that as.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Okay, you know, Rents just described is, and there's nothing wrong with it, is an event. Mm-hmm. An event rather than a program. The difference being events are one time or repeated one time, but the program itself is an ongoing vision. And so go ahead, Rob.
That's what it is. Could it be the program be worship, nourishment, health, resources? Could that be more of a program sense that covers what our objectives are? We want to provide worship, we want to provide nourishment, physical and spiritual, we want to provide health for them, and we want to provide resources like clothing or other resources that may help. It's just kind of, does that present that as a program under those four words as a subtitle?
Sure, great suggestion. But I'd like to, if we could, I'd like to put that on hold because we're getting a little bit out of order here. Next item would be, well, of course, we've got the name call. So is there a general agreement that Cover with Love is a good name, not to expropriate it from Rents, because it will help realize his vision? So is Cover with Love a good starting point?
I like it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll entertain a motion.
I so move.
Okay, Werner moves it to be Cover with Love. Do I have a second?
I second it.
Okay, I have a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. I assume, Rob, we're going to be including you as a, we'll call ourselves as an exploratory committee of the whole. That's W-H-O-L-E. Okay. Who should be on the board? Well, that's the next one here. We kind of got an informal, you know, a committee of the whole as an exploratory committee. Mm-hmm. And part of the, like I say, part of the job, like I say, we've already decided on a name, or at least a working name. Mm-hmm. But now we have to do some research to find out. All of these ideas are good. In fact, actually, I would go one step farther in one thing, Rents, mm-hmm. with your suggestion of a health tent or booth, mm-hmm. would be actually to be able to provide first aid kits for the homeless.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
And that way they you know, because they're more exposed to infection,
yeah.
and stuff,
oh, yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
So having a simple first aid kit,
yeah.
Would be, and there's any number you can buy online at a reasonable price.
Yeah. Oh yeah, totally.
Particularly quantity. But that would be one thing. Okay. How often to hold meetings? Anybody got any suggestions?
Once a month.
Once a month, okay. Has this been suggested? Any others?
I'd like to ask Rance what his original path was. Were we going to meet weekly, or are we going to meet monthly?
Gosh. I think once a month is actually better for everybody. You guys, I'd like you to speak on how much commitment us guys can have. I can have once a month, okay? So that's why once a month good for me. That way I can work around family and other ministries. How about you, Warner?
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Usually you have like other activities going on, like a research committee or whatever that is going to be busy preparing for the once a month meeting. So,
okay.
You know, I'm sure that we're going to be busy in between the monthly meetings getting things accomplished.
Okay.
I think it's a once a month is good too, for the same reasons. There's so many, we've got so many other activities our people are involved in.
Mm-hmm.
It would be, we don't have to work, although we'd probably like to meet more often. Mm-hmm. To keep people updated, but we can do that via email
and
or a video.
We can call emergency meeting, guys.
Yeah.
You know, if something's really critical.
Yeah.
At least, I think it'll be month to month. If there's exceptions, if there's something that comes
right.
up, it could be as an average once a month or at
yeah.
least once
okay.
a month.
Okay. So then.
Let me speak to that. In the initial stages of formation, is once a month an appropriate approach to this? Because this potentially, with all the possibilities of what our community is facing, is once a month going to get this up and running in time to be operational? In other words, should there be more frequent meetings while we're in formation? That's my question.
Well, we can Zoom, which means even when you're out of town and I'm out of town, which may happen, right? I think all of us have things we got to do out of town. So if we Zoom, Robert, what do you think about emergency meetings called by the chair? The chair goes, we need an emergency meeting. Someone has brought up an issue. How does Zooming?
Yeah. I would see ideally like on the general business once a month, but for specific, you know, specific projects, I would see, yeah, multiple, you know, I mean, like if we're planning an event and we need more meetings, I guess I would see it like that. I mean, I don't know. But again, it is a good question that Greg has. It's just, how much can we commit, you know, realistically speaking. But again, it's an important thing as well. So I see it both ways myself as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It would be easy enough to do. I mean, if people wanted to contact me as chair, and then we could set it up from there, mm-hmm. there shouldn't be any reason that we couldn't, you know, we couldn't meet more often, at least visually, and have an intermediate, you know, intermediate meetings for coordination purposes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I think, but as far as a regular meeting once a month anyway is a minimum. Yeah. Okay, do we have a motion that we on the floor to consider?
Yes, I so move that we meet regularly once a month.
Okay, I have a motion from Vern that Werner that I don't want to say Vern, sorry, but from Werner that we meet once a month at minimum. Is that a fair assessment, restatement of your motion?
Yes, it is.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, I have
think
a second
you
from
already, but
Brent. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, mm-hmm. thank you. It passes. As far as who's on the board, initially we have a member of a five-member committee. But I think that it might be wise to see if we could get volunteers, other volunteers from others that might be interested. For instance, when we have our men's group meeting, we could bring it up there and ask if we had other people that would like to volunteer. Because the more, in that respect, although we don't want a large, super large committee that's unwieldy, it's good to have additional input. So, okay.
Agree with that? Mm-hmm.
Okay, do we want to, the next time is how often this, we have already said it's a monthly meeting, but what's going to be a good day and time for the meeting?
Well, we've got the first Monday right now.
Yeah.
Okay, near term, I have a commitment on the first Monday, but it's always in the evening from 6 o'clock on.
Okay.
And I have a commitment on the first Monday. I think it's a 9 o'clock Zoom meeting.
Oh, okay. So,
okay, what if we, Rob, what's your thoughts on the first Monday?
Yeah, well, for me, it always has to be at about 10, well, at least 9:30 or 10. I have, we have service here at 8:30, so I'm committed from 8:30 to 9:30, but
good.
Monday.
How about, let me make a suggestion that we consider, say, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Does that work?
It's fine with me.
I like this 11 o'clock. Greg, does this 11 o'clock pose a problem with your 9 o'clock Zoom?
I'm checking right now with my contact.
I'm proposing, I just want to let you know that
it's okay.
Afternoons, I'm probably going to be busy, but 11 o'clock seems like a good time, like what we're doing right now, but everybody speak into that.
I'm okay with it.
Okay, 11 o'clock's fine. 11 o'clock is fine with me. We're waiting for Greg. He's going through his schedule. How about you, Rob?
He already said.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have a Zoom meeting on the first Monday of the month at 10 a.m.
Uh-oh.
Okay. And so today, did you...
It got bumped a week up.
Okay, so...
Well, we could make it the second Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with just about any day. I just think it should be morning. And it definitely shouldn't get in the way of his mass.
That's right.
Okay, so that way...
How about the second Monday?
Wait. Okay. I'm going to reschedule our Zoom meeting in February for February 8th and the second Monday of each month from now on.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm available the first Monday anytime.
Okay, first Monday.
Sorry.
Okay, first Monday.
First Monday.
Looks like we got
at 11.
At 11 o'clock. Yes, well, great.
Yes.
Are you making that a motion?
I make that a motion.
Okay, good.
First Monday at 11 o'clock. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second from Rents. Is there any further discussion?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Mondays are generally the day that holidays fall on.
Oh, yes.
Okay, but...
But not necessarily but first, the first
Monday. But not necessarily the first Monday.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, you know, like New Year's, Christmas, something like that.
Yeah, but, we could push it up or postpone it, right? We can change this.
Yeah.
This isn't set in stone, but it gives us a walkway. We can walk.
Okay. So basically, that would also schedule our next meeting for March 1st, mm-hmm. Monday at 11 o'clock. Regular meeting. Okay.
Yes, okay.
So moving on down, when should we have Vern and Barb come?
I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah. Can we try to keep it to an hour as much as possible? Would that be too much to ask? I mean, or do you think we should be more open on it, or could we...
That would be a motion, but what do you think?
I think generally, I'm not sure we even need a motion that we need to make it a certain length. However,
just a commitment from the chairman that we will expedite the meetings and stay on task.
Mainly because as we get going, hopefully, what we're going to be having is there will be decisions to be made, but we should all be pretty well prepared,
mm-hmm.
Knowing what's going to be on the agenda.
Yeah.
To know what we want to speak. I think generally a one-hour meeting would be the goal.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know that we need a formal motion because that really kind of clamps you down a little bit tighter, mm-hmm. if we want it. So we'll aim at a one-hour meeting. Okay, next item on the agenda is should we have Vern and Barb Deathridge come up to speak?
Mm-hmm.
So... Anybody got any thoughts on that? Now they are looking at the 16th through the
14th through the 16th. Yeah, they made it available to us.
Yeah, they made it available 14th through the 16th. 14th being a Sunday, coming up on Sunday, or possibly something Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that personally. I don't know that we would be in a position to have them come up at that time. I think we need to get a little bit more.
Yeah, I suggest we hold.
Yeah,
I really do for right now.
Because they're both retired, and they're fairly they've got good flexibility,
yeah.
So we could ask them to hold off on that.
I agree. It's too early.
So we ask them to delay, and then we'll get with them
mm-hmm.
sometime in
reschedule.
We'll reschedule. Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
Is that okay, Rob?
Yes.
Okay, we can do that by consensus. We don't need a formal vote. I'll go ahead and get hold of them.
Okay, good. Thank you.
So Stan will make that.
Yeah, I will make the contact. Yeah, I'll make the contact with Vern and Barb.
You should do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Can you quickly reintroduce Vern and Barb and who they are?
Yes.
Briefly.
Vern and Barb Deathridge. One, I've known them for years, but they took over a feeding ministry,
mm-hmm.
That had been established down in Modesto, and working with other organizations on a more national scale,
mm-hmm.
they developed this feeding ministry into a what is now the Modesto Gospel Mission, and starting out with feeding, and of course they would introduce a prayer beforehand to sort of ease people into a more thankful and religious event.
Yeah, that was good.
But then they eventually got into overnight shelters and various other programs, clothing for the poor and stuff. But basically, mm-hmm. over a period of time, they developed what started out as a simple feeding program is now... They own 6 blocks within the city of Modesto, including an abandoned Safeway store and various buildings all around. So that, and they did this over a period of about 25 years. Barb has a PhD in religious.
Religious education.
Yeah, it's along the lines of religious education.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And Vern, of course, was the she was the boss behind the scenes, but Vern was the public face of it.
Yeah.
But they've had many, many years of experience, extraordinarily qualified, and they were, like I say, they're retired now, but they live, they have a motorhome and a fifth wheeler.
Really sweet people.
So,
really
yeah, and we've had a long, what turned out to be an unscheduled, a meeting of unscheduled length turned into an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Brent, did you record that?
Record what?
The Zoom with Vernon Barb.
Yes. Yeah, he did.
Greg, that's available to you.
Gosh, I can't remember.
I know you made an audio recording of it.
Okay, so did I send it to you guys?
No, you're not.
Okay, I'll have to look again because I probably uploaded it, and I think I did send it to everybody. Okay,
yeah.
So.
Well, I'm just saying that if Greg wanted to catch
the best way to look
details.
At it is they created a ministry, a huge ministry. And they're not on the board right now, but Gospel Missions Modesto, or Modesto Gospel
Mission. Modesto Gospel Mission.
Okay, if you want to know what they're about, this site really is extensive. If you want to really know Vern and Barb, they got everything in the world. It's like, whoa.
At the time they retired for the longer number of years, Vern was the executive director. But
yeah.
Barb was the power behind the scene.
She knows she knows the stuff.
And there was a meeting, there was a recording of that, Rob, and I think you'd find it very interesting. It kind of was scattered and stuff like this, but that's beside the point. It's I'm sure you'd find it very interesting to get a real good handle on where they're coming from and what their background is.
Yeah, they had tremendous amount of experience and tremendous amount of wisdom on how to accomplish it.
Well, we could have, just to suggest something, Rob, if anybody like Greg wants to know more, we could have another Zoom with them on the next...
No, I think we'd do better rather than to go and go through the whole thing with them. Is make it available, the audio of that.
Okay, I'll do the best I can.
Did I hear that they were Seventh-day Adventist?
No, they are not Seventh-day Adventist.
It's Messianic. What is it called?
Messianic, yeah.
Messianic Jews.
No, not
Jews.
It's another one. I have never heard of it, but I'll ask them.
Anyway, no, but they're affiliated, and they also had some great references. There was a national organization for gospel missions.
Yeah, they're plugged in.
Provide all sorts
really
of resources.
Plugged in.
Okay.
Good.
And this is one of the things that our committee would have to at some point come up with possibly a recommendation for a mission statement and a statement of faith and stuff like this. And that could help, that could help define what our ultimate goal is. Because although our ultimate goal may be something as simply stated as a gospel mission, but as we've seen, gospel missions can branch out in many, many different, many, many different capacities. However, the key is we have to find out what the resources already here are so we know what holes need to be plugged or where we could plug a hole or create a ministry where there isn't one. Okay. Rob, if you get a chance, we'll make sure that if nothing else, get it on a flash drive and send out and let you have a copy of it.
Yeah,
really
I think I did
news.
Send it out, so I'll try to do it again.
Searched my emails from you looking for some things this morning, and I didn't see it.
Okay, I'll have to look again. Yeah.
Unless you use your pseudonym.
The next item on the agenda is what projects should take a priority. But I'm not sure at this point we're in a position to, we have a lot of good ideas, but I'm not sure at this point it'd be almost premature until we find out where the actual need is so we could target a project accordingly. I like the idea of having I like your idea of outdoor tents where people can come and that might be a good one for a little bit later on in the summer.
Speaking of that, I would like to see prayer be an integral part of the tent.
Maybe a prayer list or something?
Active prayer.
If somebody wanted to come in for a health screening or something like that, you could have a very brief prayer to start that screening with.
Yeah, good idea.
Okay.
Well, the reason
can we What about a prayer tent? There's a worship tent that it might be interesting to have a tent that's for prayer people.
Oh,
can
yeah.
Come in
Yeah.
Prayers and prayer with our partners, and that, it'd be beautiful as well to have that as well.
Well, I think a number of the churches in the area already offer an opportunity for special prayer after worship or in conjunction with worship. But I know, for instance, that St. Michael's has a separate healing prayer opportunity for their members. And I don't know how many other congregations do or not. We might find that out and also recommend it. Yes.
I got a question. Can I share why I put the priorities, immediate priorities on there?
Sure.
That way at least you'll know why I put that on the list.
Yeah.
It's because at our meetings, Greg might have something that is immediate, like the double wide. So there needs to be something. So if Warner comes in and says, man, I just saw something that has to be attended to right now.
Mm-hmm.
That at least we can pray about who has that ability, right? Somebody might need housing or food right now, and we can either pray about it or send somebody to go do it, because it's separate from the search. We need to have exploratory, but guess what? Sometimes God throws things in our midst. So, is there any priorities? That's what I'm asking. Greg, priorities.
I like the idea of once we come to a meeting, that we could add items to the agenda.
Sure.
That we should have a time where we can do some problem solving like what Rents is referring to.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, we can do that. I mean, there's no problem with that. Generally, the second item on, the first item on, or one of the first items on any agenda is approval of the agenda.
Okay.
And so that would be a standard thing. We can also have one at the end, which you could call for the good of the order.
Okay.
Which is a general open discussion type thing. But like you say, we could also include as a permanent item on there on the agenda. Priorities. Immediate priorities.
Okay.
Would that satisfy you, Greg?
Yep.
Okay.
I have three things that are, I think, immediate for me. They don't have to come into this meeting if you guys don't want them.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is we are cooperating. Do you guys get the news that we just lost a section of Highway 1 at Big Sur? That could definitely happen to us. And so I've asked everybody to read Jennifer Krieger's and Rick. Proposal for hubs and routes. So, does everybody have a copy of hubs and routes?
Yeah, I have one on the coffee table.
Okay, do you have hubs and routes?
It's in my office.
Number two, mm-hmm. This hubs and routes is if we had an earthquake, tsunami, or a bridge go out, or a section of Highway 1 slide into the ocean, like just happened in Big Sur, then we are not up a creek without a paddle, so to speak. The second item that I'm referring to is we are developing this campus to be a disaster prepared campus, and we're putting in an orchard and the possibility of housing in our back lot. Now, that doesn't have to come into these meetings, but I'd like to be able to communicate our progress on that.
Fine.
And the third thing is that we do have this double-wide, four-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath mm-hmm. house available, and we're trying to discern how to utilize that. So those would be items that I would want input on or mm-hmm. cooperation with or...
Those would generally fall, Greg, those would generally fall under the category for the good of the order.
Okay.
Now, the one on hubs and routes... Hubs and routes.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, there was a time a few years ago when, in fact, we were a 60-mile island because Highway 1 had flooded over down south of Wallala.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Highway 20 was closed due to a slide.
I remember that. Yeah.
Due to a slide.
Yeah. Highway 1 was open, but to go south on 101, it had been flooded. They had been flooded out. It had a slide between Willits and Leggett. And so it basically, for all intents and purposes, we were an island totally isolated. But like I say, there are, you know, I remember one time it was 1998, I believe, and we were, Betty and I were flying somewhere, and we actually had to go out Comshie Ukiah Road.
Oh yeah, I've done it.
And because that was the only way to get down to Highway 128, past the flooding.
Yeah, or the Branscombe Road, when Highway 1 slid out right before the bridge.
Oh yeah, I remember that sign up north of Fort Bragg where it said, Highway closed, 43 miles ahead.
Yeah, we've had some, remember for so long.
So,
20 was closed three or four times a year, all the time. Remember that one slide?
Sure.
Crazy stuff.
And, let's face it, underwater, 128 goes underwater at least once or twice a year anyway.
Yeah.
And so.
They need to open up that Navarro River.
Yeah. Okay, we will make sure that there is the opportunity to introduce all of that stuff, you know, updates on various projects and stuff like that.
I'd like to speak to that, if I could.
Go ahead.
Rob, that's why I have the second, all right, that's why I have who will head up subcommittees and departments. That's because I want to head up the real Cover with Love event. I want to be the head of that,
mm-hmm.
right? That would actually still fall under the decision making.
Sure.
But it would mean you guys didn't have to deal with that because I'm going to run with that. Greg, this is stuff you want to run with. I suggest we have, which is the next heading, sub committees. That means that they can be represented here, but we don't have to, I don't need a lot of decision making on this stuff. I just need you guys to say, Rents, follow through with this subcommittee and report back to us when you have some ideas.
Okay, I don't disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the main ones we have to do, first of all, is find out where are all the pieces of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, whether that comes under Cover with Love, or if that is a something we want to pursue individually,
mm-hmm.
Or we ought to assign, you know, make assignments on that. Mm-hmm. But that would be that's got to be the first priority. In that regard, that's got to be the first priority is to find out where we need to be.
Search.
Yeah, I guess if I could speak to that, I mean, I would say that I see two realistic pieces of a puzzle. I mean, there's other possibilities or other eventualities,
mm-hmm.
but as far as realistic, as far as in the immediate, both Rents and Greg have immediate things that are realistic, so I see them as being prioritized, I guess, and I mean, I think that's a good idea that they have subcommittees for those two. Mm-hmm. Others we could see at a later point. That's just what my thought is.
Maybe do we have a motion here for subcommittees, or do we want to wait on that?
I
think it's small enough that we don't.
I don't think it's small enough at this point. We don't need to worry about it. So we get more people.
You're not in the.
Warner's here by the by.
Just stand up for a second.
I can move the camera too a little bit, guys.
I'm sorry, Rob. I wasn't thinking about you.
No, I can. Hey, this chair is good.
Oh, yeah, nothing.
This chair is good.
We're almost done anyway.
We got an hour.
Yeah, we're right at the end of the at the end of the meeting, both time wise.
I think we're good here now. So, there you are. There we are. We're almost all in the focus here now.
You can see me raising my hand.
Yeah, I think we're doing good now.
And hear you.
Yeah.
Because you're soft spoken.
Yeah.
Me?
Speak up.
You need to speak up, Werner.
Hey,
lift up your voice like a trumpet.
Coach wrestling.
I bet.
Ankle! Get that ankle!
Notice what I'm wearing. What does this say, Dan?
Just wrestling. Just wrestle.
Yeah, that's the theme in practice. Hey, quit your complaining and wimping out. Just wrestle. No, I do have a question.
Sure, go ahead. Sorry, you were out of my line of sight.
Question.
The subcommittees that, one of the subcommittees that I'd like to see us consider is the emergency winter shelter.
Mm-hmm.
I know, what's his name? One of the council members,
I think it's Bernie Norvell.
Bernie Norvell, thank you.
Okay.
Senior moment. I know Bernie. And anyway, one of the complaints that he has with the emergency winter shelter is they don't plan ahead very well. And so I would like to see us have a subcommittee that, and it's part of the research that you're encouraging us to do.
Mm.
What are the needs in the community?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the needs in the community is the emergency winter shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it was tough going because of the pandemic, but also because of other issues.
Oh, yeah.
So I would like to see one of the subcommittees be focused on the emergency winter shelter.
Okay.
Right.
That sounds... Okay, Rob, I had a question. Go ahead, Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if I have really inside information on the hospitality house, but I do know a couple of board members. I think they were saying that their hang-up was really from the county and the city. I mean, they were saying more that the county was they were waiting for their decisions as far as what would be permitted, but also as far as certain funding going on. So it's kind of a tennis ball that goes back and forth.
They call that politics.
Yeah.
Actually, having sat on the board of the weather shelter, Bernie's issue with the hospitality center and the hospitality house is that year after year, they don't get their reports in, so the funding is delayed. And thus, the shelter is crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not a COVID thing. This is not what this is. This is an administrative thing between. There's a broken relationship. There's a frustrated relationship between the city and the hospitality center over. These items. And so the city is, actually Bernie led the charge to see the county fund another 501c3 or another entity that would take this over. Unfortunately, the hospitality center and the hospitality house, that's their mission and that's what they were created to do, and they have the staffing to do it. So giving it to somebody else is like reinventing the wheel.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
I guess my perspective, I know one board member for Hospitality House, he was saying that he would be happy not to be, you know, have the responsibility of the winter shelter. I don't know, you know, how in general, but like you say, they are the most equipped to do that kind of thing in the area. So, it's a tough question. But, what is our role as far as that? Because that seems like there's a whole mechanism there as far as between the hospitality center, the county, the city, whatever. What auxiliary role would we have as far as, what are you thinking about, Warner, or about this?
Why would we address the weather shelter in this meeting?
Well, because we're concerned about the quality of life in our community and concerned about homelessness. Who is it that you know that's on the board, Rob?
Well, I don't know if I would give up that information.
I don't need a name, but you're familiar with the board member and you have communications with them on a regular basis and you trust their input?
Well, yeah. I mean, I had a couple of long-standing board members. It was just came across. It was, I think, even before this year, it seems like it's a struggle to find a place. Finding a rental. They were trying to find one place rather than
right.
going to different churches and things like that. And he says,
and somebody bombed out and got them stuck. Yeah, I remember hearing that.
Giving it up. So, but anyway, yeah, something has to be done, but I just know that they feel a bit frustrated. I mean, it's good input on your part, Greg, to say that that there's been administrative things there, not getting reports in, not getting stuff like that, but it seems kind of a hot potato that gets passed around a bit. And this year, I understand, because of COVID, there's no volunteers. It's just two staff members, I believe. I've been told that there's no volunteer activity with the winter shelter this year because of the COVID situation. That's what I've been told, but anyway.
Well, the fact that I believe, if I understood you to say correctly, or at least somebody did, that the real issue was, well, as somebody said, Bernie's concern was that they weren't planning ahead. I know from my time on our own church council and in years past, they've done a lot of planning ahead. But the thing that really threw it this year was the COVID spacing requirements and stuff like that. But again, as it's also been pointed out, they were created, the hospitality house and the hospitality center were created to address that particular problem. So the best we would be, as I see it, would be as some type of a support, as a possibility, would be a support to them. Mm-hmm. Not to do their job, because that's what they were organized for.
Right, right.
But maybe to help with outreach or something like that. I mean, as far as the various congregations.
Well, if that was a subcommittee, obviously, Warner, that would be kind of your job to check on it and see if there was any needs. If there's something that's not being fulfilled, can we do it as Christians, or can we help them figure it out?
I would suggest that that has to be very carefully worded.
Sure.
Because we're not in a position to help them, but is there a way, the question is how could we support them?
Yeah, I got it.
What about, if considering if they were having volunteers, if they were needing volunteers in this situation, we could have a subcommittee that would encourage, recruit volunteers in a different congregation. That could be something that we could do, is trying to help provide volunteers for the winter shelter.
I know one of the problems that they had initially, I mean, once they finally even did get a commitment, in this case from Trinity Lutheran, to provide housing, was they had to go out and recruit people, because their people have to be paid. They're not volunteers. This doesn't mean they couldn't be supported by volunteers in certain areas, but the fact is they're overnight people that stay with them, the ones that move them from the hospitality center to the church and stuff. Those are actually paid people, and they have to be paid because of contractual obligations.
Sure.
Historically, the church that hosts it, and it has bounced around, will provide the volunteers. And since we did not have open churches, we haven't had the volunteers. For instance, when I hosted it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks last year, and I opened the weather shelter, I got volunteers. I got Will Lee, the mayor, came down, and a couple council members came down and served the food.
Neat.
And Harvest supplied the food, Harvest Deli supplied the food, and then I had homeless volunteers working with me in the kitchen to heat it and to serve it up. But what's happened with COVID is that we don't have host churches anymore. We have one facility, and it's shut down. So we don't have the volunteers because of that.
Mm. Yeah. Agreed.
Jared?
I'm sorry?
He's agreed.
Okay.
Move on.
Okay, move on. Warner, if you could try and define, get a better handle on this emergency shelter.
Yeah, I will connect with Greg. He's a great resource for mm-hmm. that part of our community.
We have two ministers that sit on that committee, and one is Chris Strickland is on the board of the Hospitality Center, and then the Weather Shelter Committee, Randy Knutson comes to those meetings, and I'm informed of those meetings. I personally don't like meetings, and I can't wait to get out of this one so I can eat lunch. But
me too, really.
I told Chris and Randy that they were my representatives, and so I stay informed, but I don't go to the meetings because I don't. I like to do the work. I want to provide. I made the soups. I want to provide the facility. That's what I want to do. I don't want to sit in a meeting. St. Francis said, "Words, words. I used to believe in words. Let's get down and do stuff."
Along those lines, my own personal philosophy is that meetings are at best 25% productive. At best.
That's a quarter, yeah.
So, in that case, I think at this point, we've already got effectively one person to check into at least the homeless situation. Mm-hmm. I think there's other, if we have others, if we could contact them, we could get other people to report on other. For instance, I'd like to check with social services to get an overall mm-hmm. bigger picture and come back and report to that, you know, for the next meeting.
And since I've been here for 15 years, I will create a map of all the resources that I know that are meeting these
nice.
Needs nice. Here on the coast, and I'll bring it to the next meeting.
Yeah, and I'd like to work with you on that one.
Very useful, yeah.
Yeah, Greg, I'd like to work with you on that, mainly because it's having a list of who meets the mm-hmm. needs is fine, but the question is how do they interrelate with each other? If they interrelate with each other.
Right.
And so we can get a map of what that relationship is,
okay.
because that will also define our future.
Good.
Okay, is there anything else to become before the meeting? Greg, would you close us with a prayer, please?
Yes, and a definition of a committee. A committee takes minutes and wastes hours. Okay. let's pray.
Thank you, Lord.
I learned that early on.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we are walking in the Matthew 25 mandate. We have the great commandments to love God, to love one another, love our neighbor.
Mm.
We have the great commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel.
Yeah,
but Lord, we also have the great mandate, mm-hmm. and that is to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, mm-hmm. and take in strangers. So Lord, we just ask you to show us how to fulfill your mandate
yes,
with God. Love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Until March 1st at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Can we meet here?
Always.
Excellent.
March
thank you.
March 1st.
Yeah, sounds good.
11. I will be in Texas, by the way, so I will be Zooming.
What's okay. that? You okay there? Okay, bye. Anyway,
bye, Rob. Thank you.
You said bye. Okay, so I think this works out really well.
Does anybody want to take a tour of the four-bedroom ministry?
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
I've already done it, but thank you. Guys,
good job,
thank you very much
thank
for
you
coming.
Technology.
I mean, I believe it or not, I sent the email out. I'm calling. I am doing what I can do to get people involved. So you guys have to reach out, too. You have to
you have to
call people. And
at your next meeting, at the next meeting of the men's
yeah.
week, which is the third Saturday.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, it's what is it? It
maybe about the 16th.
Is it the 13th of the 3rd this time? Or is it the next one?
Anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Saturday is the 6th, so you got 6, 13, and 20. The 20th.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm leaving the 21st.
Okay, so.
But then we can, I'll go ahead and
can you
give
prepare,
a report to the men's group
yeah,
and ask for volunteers.
Can you prepare a little bit of a blurb, not too long, but
sure.
share what we're doing, where we're at, And
yeah.
I think it was really positive today, even though I know it seems like it's slow. But believe it or not, slow is still good.
Yeah.
It's like,
we're
hey,
you know, holy,
holy. Right? I mean,
it is pouring out.
I'm going to keep you in the loop, Warner, so if you're available for the men's thing when you're gone or available for this group, right?
Yeah, I'll be at the men's meeting on the 20th. I'm flying out the next day.
Okay, so you'll be good.
Right. Based on your notes, I could send it out to everybody. Sure, appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, well, I felt pretty good today about thank everything, you. Stan, and anything you want me to do, let me know.
There was something I was thinking of. Would you put out some preliminary work